superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Well, that time Sam Darnold took a sack that he didn't need to take and got thrown down on his throwing shoulder.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The New York Jets have broken Sam Darnold.
Heard nationwide, televised online.
You may have a new coach before the end of the season.
The Rich Eisen Show.
I love Adam, but, you know, it's not my decision to make.
Today's guests, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah, Las Vegas Raiders radio voice Brent Musburger, Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick, NBC horse racing analyst Eddie Olczyk, and now it's Rich Eisen.
All righty, everybody, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We're here on our final, I guess, our final quadcast. You say hello to our NBCSN audience, and a fresh reminder at the top, as we will throughout this this 3-hour edition of the Rich Eisen Show, that this is our last day on NBCSN as part of the a simulcast. We're moving exclusively all of our TV viewership to the awesome streamer Peacock that we've been on for about a month and a half. So we say hello to everybody out there on our linear cable world. My name is Rich Eisen. That is Chris Brockman in his usual spot over there.
What's up, brother?
You bet. Mike Del Tufo is off today. or let's just put it this way, Freeman, as you would agree. He is way too valuable a sports media production star to be shared by no one. That he is so crucial, right, to the Fox Sports boxing broadcast, he has to be somewhere else today.
He's the boxing guy.
Or Mike Del Tufo is off. So we say hello to you out there.
He's on his boat somewhere. He's on his,
and I do want to start off with just the news that we're all thinking about here in our country, as you know, the president and the first lady have tested positive for coronavirus, and we send all our best to the first family and want everybody to be healthy as fast as possible and get through this. A fresh reminder just how serious this virus is, as two more people tested positive in the Titans organization, bringing the total number of Titan players and members of the organization who have tested positive for coronavirus to 13. 13. And that's, again, something to keep in mind as we're hearing about what's coming out of Washington, D.C., is if you test negative today, it doesn't mean that you are free and clear. Again, the two people that just tested positive for the coronavirus in Tennessee have been quarantined all week long, and they just tested positive today. Okay, they were negative 2 days ago. So everybody says, we're walking around saying, I'm negative. It doesn't matter. It does. Yeah, it does when there's an outbreak. And again, I'm glad the NFL and the Players Association decided to just rip the knob off on this week's game with the Steelers and put them on a bye week, and hopefully everybody stays healthy and that's the end of it. And hopefully the Vikings keep testing negative, as we know the Tennessee Titans and Vikings streams crossed on a field. And right now they and the Texans are going to play a football game. And then the NFL, just again, while we're on this subject, the NFL is not messing around. They once again just made an announcement with the NFL Players Association announcing that they are going to continue daily testing through bye weeks. What is that? Now, this is crucial, especially since right now the Titans and the Steelers are on a bye week. And the concern when we've spoke to front office members and players and coaches throughout the non-playing season, throughout the training camp season, the no preseason season, that the concern was, yes, we feel that we've got something going on in terms of the cadence of testing and the protocols within the building. that's all well and good. What happens when there's a bye week when players go home? Well, now that players are going to be required to be tested on a daily basis, same thing with coaches, they've got to stay put in the city. They can't go traveling. They've got to show up for testing. And if they don't show up for testing, if anybody does not show up for testing without a permission excuse, they're popped for $50,000 fine. Ooh. And then a second violation is a suspension. Not messing around. Can't mess around. So that's pretty big news coming out of the NFL, and hopefully that's been contained. And hopefully, again, this is a message for everybody. And there's no virtue signaling. Virus doesn't care who the hell you vote for. The virus does not care what your position is on the Supreme Court or not. The virus does not care how old you are. The virus does not care about anything. The virus wants to host in your body if it can. Mask up, socially distanced, and wash your hands. We come to work and we wash our hands and we wear masks when we walk in. We take them off for the show. We stay at home. We quarantine. We do the best we can. As I touch my face. I mean, literally, it's so difficult. But the bottom line is, everybody do the best you can and be vigilant. And the best to the first family. And the senator from Utah, Mike Lee, just announced he's tested positive for coronavirus. I saw a photograph. He was standing next to Amy Coney Barrett 2 days ago without a mask. Please, everybody, be vigilant. Now let's go back down the wormhole of sports. Shall we?
Let's do it.
Well, it involves a Thursday night football game, and I don't know if I really want to do that, but I'll do it anyway.
Ended up being a pretty good game.
Hey, look, you know, nice higher register, which we'll do later on, and your sneaky good games, picking all the games and making people hard-earned American dollars.
Let's do it.
For week number four, and our usual Friday fare is coming up, and I'll tell you our guest list in a moment. So, Thursday night football. You can't spell, and again, I shoot you straight here always, but I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I guess this show is a little bit different because I am a fan, I show my fandom, but I can still always put that away to give you an opinion and have fun with it. That's what I do here on the Rich Eisen Show. But I fully admit that I am a fan of certain teams, and I am a fanatic. You cannot spell fanatic without fan. So what did I say yesterday? What did I say yesterday where you said, who's going to win Thursday Night Football? I'm like, Broncos. Come on. Broncos. And I said that the Jets have broken Sam Darnold and that the Jets should tank for Trevor Lawrence and set Sam Darnold free and hire Eric Bieniemy. That was my fourth down hot take, clutching the hot take plank of my four downs earlier on Tuesday. Hire Eric Bieniemy. Say, bring your playbook from Kansas City, stick Trevor Lawrence in it, and go to work in the AFC East for a long time. Wear green and cut out the paper for your ticker tape in the Canyon of Heroes. Let's roll. But there's a lot of time between then and now. And even with all of that, I'm sitting there before the game last night. Yeah, it's around 4:30, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and I start taking a little bit of tug on a little bit of Montepulciano Red.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And I'm watching the pregame on NFL Network. And I'm seeing Brett Rippon, who's never played a game before. Never. First guy in the history of Boise State football. Great blue turf, great stuff. We all know they play a lot of fun football. They've won some football games. Guys have proposed after winning bowl games. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff involved in Boise State.
Yeah.
But nobody's ever started from that great football institution in Idaho, in the National Football League, let alone on a short week, let alone on the road. And I'm thinking, okay, this guy's maybe he's doing a little bit something down his leg here. And the Jets, I'm being honest, and the Jets defensive coordinator, Greg with 3G Williams, is just the right amount of crazy to start making this kid's life difficult. And Sam Darnold is, you know, I mean, Sam, they're banged up, sure, but I'm feeling it. I call up NFL Network and I'm saying, I'm changing my pick. I texted you.
Yeah.
Not only did I change my pick, I picked up the Jets defense for Whirlpool of Despair. I'm feeling it. I'm all in. Chips to the center of the table.
Yep.
What a dope.
Yeah.
What a dope.
I changed my pick, too. I was feeling you. I was back.
You know what? Hey, but yeah. Sam Darnold comes out. And Sam Darnold has the longest touchdown run in the history of Jets quarterbacking.
He looked like Mike Vick.
7-0.
That's amazing.
Showed off his inner Lamar. I even gave out the hashtag, let Sam cook. I found a nice gif of Sam Cooke, the great singer. Put that out there. I was already on my second glass of Montepulciano by then. I'm feeling it.
Change going to come.
I am feeling it.
Feeling you.
What a dope. What a moron.
What a maroon.
I'm, you know, because there are factors in play here that, as a fan, I should know better. That Greg with 3G Williams is such a crazy-ass coordinator that he's going to have his troops whipped into such a frenzy that they will, by the first 20 minutes of the game, commit as many stupid-ass personal foul penalties as there are G's in his first name. Three of them. And Brett Rypien is sitting back there, and he's finding his receivers. He's finding his receivers, and McManus is making field goals from the old Brendan Byrne Arena across the street, kicking him straight through the upright. Jerry Jeudy mossed Pierre Desir, who did then come up with two interceptions, including beautiful toe tap on the sidelines and a pick six. Okay. Just when I'm thinking, hey, Jets are coming back. Here they come. Jets D putting points up on the board for Whirlpool of Despair. This may actually work. What a dope. What a moron. Because, hey, Jets are coming back. They're down by two scores. They're actually coming back. They got a spot that the referees might have had as much Montepulciano as I was imbibing, decided to give them a first down, and hey, Mr., I'm calling defense and not working on my timeouts, decides to throw a challenge flag. Vic Fangio's alive. He's waking up. Good challenge. It's now fourth and short. Joe Buck, who is, as you know, a great friend, and I think
great human.
A great human and a great announcer, and he's sitting there in the timeout of the review saying, they got to go for this. Of course they're going for us. Why not? You're on three. And Troy Aikman chuckles, ha, ha, ha. Well, what's so funny, Troy? He says, well, you know, you're trying to win football games. You just say, forget it, we're 1-12 or whatever. And I'm sitting there thinking, but still, doesn't matter. If you're 1-12 or 0-3 or 3-0, whatever, it's obvious. You go for it here because what are you going to do? Kick a field goal and let the kid from Boise State march down the field and beat you? Really? You're going to play it safe? That's what they did. And Joe Buck started feeling the feeling as I've been feeling the whole day. What a dope! That Joe Buck would actually sit there and use logic and, you know, gumption and place it upon the New York Jets. But hey, kick the field goal. Sam Ficken is crushing it. Crushing it. And then here comes the Boise State kid and the Jets and 3G Williams defense is putting the bang thing on him. And they get off the field. Except for the fact that Quinnen Williams rips the kid down by his face mask. Fifth personal foul penalty. Fresh set of downs, and you as a Jet fan sit there and go, there's no doubt in my mind this Boise State kid is going to lead him down the field. Not a doubt in my brain that he would do that at that point, using that extra moment to his advantage. And that's what happened. That's what happened. And you can't sit here, Jets fans, and say, well, Darnold doesn't have this guy. Darnold doesn't have that guy. Darnold doesn't have Le'Veon. Doesn't have this and that. Who the hell do the Broncos and Brett Rypien have? Tim Patrick out of Utah. Third year. Buck 13. Running around like he's Rod Smith.
Oh, good one.
You bet. and Melvin Gordon got to put him down on the ground, and you bunch him up, and he starts running for a flag football touchdown to put it out of reach, but not enough out of reach for the Jets to finish up strong with, for me, in my fortunate position of being the host of NFL Network, coming up on our 17th anniversary.
Oof.
Yes, I've seen a lot of football. I've talked a lot about football. I've talked a lot about football of what I've seen about football. I've seen and talked a lot about football, essentially what I'm saying. I have never seen a walk-off personal foul penalty, but the Jets were able to shoehorn in a sixth such dumbass penalty to the point where we didn't have to worry about social distancing and handshakes after the game, because the Broncos were like, let's get the hell off the field because these people are lunatics. They are lunatics. They're out of their friggin' gourds that they are personally fouling our quarterback with the game over, and they're calling timeouts, burning timeouts to make sure they get the ball back with 10 seconds to go in a two-possession game. Lunatics. Total, complete lunatics. Let's get the hell out of here. Don't shake their hands. Go back to the locker room. It's safer. It's safer from a personal health standpoint. It's safer from a public health standpoint. Just from a health standpoint, let's get the hell out of here. That's how the Jets lost last night. And I thought they would win. What a dope. What a moron.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
Gase closed is the Daily News headline saying that the Jets are the worst in the NFL. And 0-4 is the headline of the New York Post. Gase is safe for now. I'd say, look, I'm not sitting here. I don't call for people's heads or whatever.
Yeah.
Look, the Jets owner, I don't know if he stayed up in the UK to watch the end of this or not. Was he up at 2-3 in the morning? Did they get, you know, I assume he has the feed in the embassy. And I don't know. I mean, what does it do? You fire him and you put the lunatic at DC as your HC the rest of the year? That's what you do?
Triple G.
Can't do that.
And again, there's no fans to say, please keep coming to the game. You're not, you know, what are we going to do? What you do is this, because Sam Darnold deserves better. And he's missing throws. I mean, it's part of it's not all circumstance and Jets ghosts, which I know is a very infused word when you talk about Sam Darnold. Sam said he loves Adam Gase. I mean, he says everything you want a leader of the team to say, to take responsibility, saying, you know, I love Adam, but it's not my decision. He says everything the right way and does everything the right way that you want your franchise quarterback to say, except for making the plays when they need them to be made the most. And on that front, I say again, let Sam be free. And I know he can't control what I'm about to say because the Giants play a part in it. But as of right now, in 2020, Sam Darnold has no wins in MetLife Stadium, and the following people do. Jimmy G, because he only played half a game. The Arapolo didn't finish.
Nice.
Jimmy G, Nick Mullins, and a kid from Boise State named Mark Rippon's nephew, who started on 3 days' notice on the road. Without his top receiver, without one of his running backs, without two major defenders, without blah, blah, blah. Everybody's without. So, I'm going to take a breath. And I figured, you know, while I'm watching my team that's not won in forever and a day,
right,
do its usual thing, I was watching Daniel Jeremiah's San Diego Padres, Slam Diego Padres, get not one, but two home runs from Fernando Tatis
Amazing.
Jr. One of them that preceded a Manny Machado back-to-backer that tied the game, or put them up, actually. No, that one tied the game.
That tied the game.
Then Tatis put them up. Will Myers hit two.
Yep.
The Padres, just when you think they're out, they pull you back in. And I said, I text him. I'm like, you're the only guy what I'm watching between the Padres and the Jets together. So Daniel Jeremiah, diehard Padre fan and top-notch talent evaluator, will be joining us. And I needed the warm embrace of the voice of Brent Musburger.
Yeah, you do.
The play-by-play voice of the Las Vegas Raiders and the managing editor of VSiN will join us about a big game between the Bills and the Raiders and just talk about college football and more. Brian Billick's got a book coming out, and Eddie Olczyk is going to join us to talk about the Preakness that's this weekend and make you some money. 844-204-RICH. 844-204-RICH. Let's chat.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. BetOnline to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
We are back here on Peacock. Daniel Jeremiah will be joining us shortly. Brent Musburger and Brian Billick and Eddie Olczyk will be joining us as well. And you as well, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Our NBCSN audience will join us in about a minute's time. And Daniel Jeremiah, that's where we will bring him in. And our poll question, let's unpack it quickly for our Peacock viewers and our SiriusXM listeners. And then we will proceed apace by doing it again. Chris, what do you have over there?
Great. Yeah, looking at NFL this weekend. Who most needs a win, guys? Cowboys, Eagles, Saints.
All right.
Who needs to win the most?
Now, we decided to leave the Vikings and Texans out because...
Obviously, 0-3 teams.
They need a win.
And they're playing each other.
We could have put pretty much the Falcons to any team that had aspirations of winning their division and beyond 0-3, we would do that. But we figured these are the...
I mean, Eagles are winless, but the storyline surrounding their quarterback is really,
Oh, my gosh.
Giant story.
And one thing I want to talk about with DJ here, too, is did you see the, and again, I understand that, where John Lynch did not give any credence to Jimmy G starting this week, right? He said it sounded like Nick Mullins. But
yeah.
Nick Mullins was the promo that they put up, the face that they put up at the promo on the Fox Thursday night booth, right? Is there any there is a question.
Yeah, something.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Before we get to Daniel Jeremiah, some COVID-19 related news. The NFL just made an announcement as to when they are rescheduling the Titans and the Steelers, and it's basically what we were all expecting, correct, Chris, over there?
Yes. Right. So Titans-Steelers is now going to be week 7.
Yes.
Titans-Ravens moves from week 7 to week 8.
Which is when they were going to have
Steelers, Ravens.
Right.
And then now the Ravens have a bye week, week 7.
Week 7. All right. And again, that's if Minnesota no longer continues to, that's if Minnesota's got to keep continuing to test negative, which
Correct.
Has been going on. And speaking of that, but once you test negative does not mean that you won't be positive 2 or 3 days down the road. In that respect too, from the real world, according to various reports, Joe Biden has tested negative for COVID-19. His first COVID-19 test has come back negative.
Joe and his wife. Yes.
Dr. Biden as well. All right. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I was texting with him throughout last night's proceedings of Thursday Night Football, as well as the wild card game between his beloved Padres and the St. Louis Cardinals. They came back, his beloved Padres, from 4 down. Looked like their season was on the brink in the you-know-what. But then the dynamic Fernando Tatis Jr. starts to get rolling. And now the Padres have forced a game 3 with the St. Louis Cardinals. Daniel Jeremiah here on the Rich Eisen Show. What is it like, DJ? Just tell me, because, again, I'm still waiting for that to happen in my football world. What is it like to sit back and see somebody that you know is so dynamite and you're going to have him at your disposal for a very long time? What's that like, Daniel? Tell me what it's like.
I can't put it into words, Rich. I've suffered through so much bad baseball for the last 14 years. And on top of that, it's bad and boring baseball. Like at least when the Padres of my youth, when I was a kid, when they were bad, you had Tony Gwynn, who was worth the price of admission to go watch Tony. And taking nothing away from Tony, who's the greatest, you know, Padre of all time and arguably the greatest
human
contact hitter of all time. This is a different level of excitement watching this kid, man. Like, it is just, it is electric. I feel like, you know, I've got some mixture of Ken Griffey Jr. and Alex Rodriguez, and the kid's 21 years old. It's unbelievable.
The bat flip and the look into his dugout to his teammates as he hit the second home run to put them up significantly is, I mean, that should be your avatar on every social media you have, Daniel. That's it,
yeah,
right there.
I actually tweeted it out because our good friend Dom, who you remember from NFL Media Group, who runs the T-shirt company Breaking Tea, they already have a T-shirt of it out of him flipping the bat. So I already tweeted that out because that's coming. It was so fun. I mean, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, I've said the Golden State Warriors before, Rich, and I know our pitching's all hurt and we probably aren't going to go deep into this postseason, but in terms of, like, exciting young teams in sports, like, are there any other exciting young teams that this kind of reminds you of that's so much fun to watch?
You know what? Let me just sit here and
not the Jets.
No. Stop it! I'm going to get to that in a second. Let me think here. The Blue Jays aren't as good as the Padres right now, but the Blue Jays have a few of those players. Are the Chiefs considered that with Mahomes and Tyreek and Hardman and Chris Jones, right? And who, you know,
Edwards
Helaire. You know, I mean,
that's a good one. How about Kurt's team in St. Louis when they first got rolling there? Because that was just, not only are you good, but it was just so fun to watch the way they were playing the game. It was just looked different with the greatest show on turf. That was fun.
I don't know. Maybe you could say the Nuggets, the Denver Nuggets that we just saw. I don't know. Like Jamal Murray is, I guess, what Tatis would be in that role, and Machado would be in the role of Jokic. I don't know. I mean, we might be stretching it here. But you know, too.
Yeah,
I'm sure you're looking for the trapdoor quite a bit. You know, because when Tatis made that error trying to complete a double play on a ball he should have just eaten, and two runs score, and here come the Cardinals, who are kind of like, as I said yesterday, are like the baseball's version of the Green Bay Packers. You know, you thought maybe it was going to open up a trapdoor, but. It's a lot of fun, man, watching your team. And this kid is the real effing deal. And it's so fun for even somebody like, you know, I have no skin in this game. It's just fun other than to be on the Mightier 1090 every day in Southern California, you know, in San Diego, for sure. We're talking we're talking to that populace right now. It's got to be just a blast. It really must be, you know.
Yeah, it's funny. Like what we'll do is my brother-in-law, who's an even bigger Padre fan than I am, like, we'll text each other names of just, like, random Padres. Like, Kyle Blanks was playing first base for us not all that long ago. Like, this is – we've seen some bad baseball, man.
I know.
We're soaking this up.
All right, and I know. And, by the way, I should mandate it. Just to be fair and balanced here in Southern California, Clayton Kershaw struck out 13 Brewers last night. And the whole like, postseason problems, if you will, for him.
Man, doing the World Series.
Wow,
Brockman.
Don't worry. Don't listen to him. Brockman. He's pissed that Mookie Betts is playing for the Dodgers right now. He's very, very upset about that.
Not happy.
He can't.
That's understandable.
He can't handle it.
Hey, Brockman, question for you. I sporadically check in on the Dodgers, so I don't watch every inning. Like, that's ever not hit a double? Because every time I've ever seen him taking at bat, he's hit a double. I'm just curious.
He's amazing. You build your whole franchise around this guy. You pay him whatever he wants.
And by the way, even if he walks or singles, he winds up on second invariably anyway. I mean, he's
always on second, and he always scores.
It's truly amazing.
How big is he, by the way? Because I've never seen him in person, but he looks tiny.
Like 6 foot, like 170.
Soaking wet.
Wow.
Daniel,
wow.
I know. Daniel Jeremiah here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay. I said earlier this week, DJ, and this may be just the fandom in me coming out, that the Jets have broken Sam Darnold. Please tell me I'm wrong. Am I wrong?
Oh, Rich. I want to tell you that. I really do, because you know where I've been on Sam Darnold through the draft process and through the early portion of his career. I'm discouraged. I'm just discouraged what I'm seeing. And I know so much of it, the majority of it, is not his fault in terms of what's been put around him and what system he's running and all the other issues that they have there. But, I mean, over the last few weeks, we've seen him make some of those mistakes that you shouldn't be making you know, 30 plus starts into your NFL career. So, and now you start looking where this is headed. I mean, you know the schedule for what they're up against coming forward. I mean, I don't see how this team's not picking in the top three at the end of the year. I can't see that. And then when you look at not only with Trevor Lawrence at the top of this draft, I think there's a couple other really good quarterbacks. I think things are going to have to change drastically. This is just my opinion, you know, for this to continue down this road with Sam there. That's just the way it looks right now. It's a bummer for me, but I'll say this. If you believe in Sam Darnold, as both of us have,
yes,
and you look at the success that Ryan Tannehill has had in a new situation with obvious connection there, and Sam Darnold, in my opinion, is infinitely more talented than Ryan Tannehill. So if you end up getting Sam Darnold into an organization, you know, like a Pittsburgh or New Orleans or San Francisco, one of those type of places after this year, would not be shocked in the least if he surpassed what Ryan Tannehill's done in Tennessee.
Well, let's unpack that a little bit more, because you know, the Jets may have a decision to make similar to one that the Arizona Cardinals made with their own Pac-12 Los Angeles-based quarterback when they wound up with the first overall selection and saw Kyler Murray sitting there and said, you know what, we appreciate all your hard work, Josh Rosen, but you're a Dolphin now. And what do you think about the possibility the Jets are, I mean, I saw this morning on my old network, 30%. They have the best odds right now of winding up with the first overall selection. What do you think of that decision? Because, you know, Joe Douglas could make a total bounty in sending away the rights to Trevor Lawrence. Or you take Trevor Lawrence and you get what you can for Sam Darnold and set him free in the manner that you just described. What do you think, DJ?
I think that you have whatever option includes the best quarterback, because it's a decision that you're going to, you know, if you get the right quarterback, as we've seen with a lot of these franchises, that's 15 years of play with that guy. So if you think Sam Darnold and you believe in Sam Darnold, but you think Sam Darnold is a B+, A-, and you've got a chance to get what you think might be an A+ talent, like somebody like Trevor Lawrence, you have to take the A+ quarterback. To me, there's no decision to be made in that case. And at this point in time, Sam hasn't shown to be that A+ quarterback. So, and the other part of it that you'd have to look at too, Rich, is that you kind of, you know, as much as you'd love to get all the Hall of Picks, you would start the clock fresh, where now you have 5 years with Trevor Lawrence on a cost-controlled contract to build around him. And now, at least from where they were previously, you have, you know, you have a couple pieces in place and a ton of other picks to be able to build around your next quarterback. So I think, to me, that would be, if you just ask me what I would do in that situation, that's what I would do.
Well, and again, this is part of the reason why we all know, again, that I'm a Jet fan since youth, and maybe that's part of the reason why I talk about them a lot. But this is it's a large part of the reason, but this is a national story. If you're talking about Trevor Lawrence, first overall pick, and that this is a National Football League, national football story that we are watching. However, just a moment for us to use the Kilbourne phrase. Darnold is talented enough that you say that he's more talented than the guy who damn near went to the Super Bowl last year in Ryan Tannehill. So the right system would and setup would provide him the success that he deserves. So I want to read you something Sage Rosenfels tweeted out last night. He said he doesn't think Adam Gase game plans for each team. They run about three formations and almost never have shifts or motions. Coaches move guys around for multiple reasons, specifically to help the QB see the defense and wide receivers to get off bump coverage. The Jets line up and snap it. Is that what you see too?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obvious. It's very static. And you watch a team like the 49ers and look at all their pre-snap movement and look at the Rams and all their pre-snap movement and what they do offensively, and it just gives you a lot more to think about, and they dress things up and they identify coverage. Motion can help identify coverage for young quarterbacks. You see what they're in. You know, Peyton Manning, here's the thing though. When Peyton was playing, Peyton liked everybody to kind of be static because he wanted the defense to get lined up and he could read their mail because he's so smart and so experienced and had studied so much.
Right.
So he played static and he liked that. He didn't want all the other shifts and motions. Well, Adam Gase, you know, his biggest sponsor that helped him land some of these jobs is Peyton Manning. But you don't have Peyton Manning. This is not Peyton Manning back there. So I don't like it. When I watch the tape of them, too, I just don't see anything that builds, you know, in terms of you look at the Rams and everything. They get under center, their run action, their play action all looks the same. They move the pocket. Everything that Sam Darnold does well, if you go back and look at, on a weekly basis, Sam Darnold's best five plays, at least four of them are out of the offense, are of him just scrambling around and making something happen. There's not like those designed winners inside the offense. And I just, it's frustrating. It's frustrating to watch because it's just, it doesn't look like good offensive football. It doesn't look like good game planning. It doesn't look like good play design. It doesn't look like good play calling. And one thing that I think's been lost a little bit this year, and I'd love to get your take on it because I know how intently you watch this, I actually think, especially when Becton has been healthy, the offensive line in pass protection has been better this year.
No doubt.
Those sacks last night, Ballage gave up two of them. Sam held the ball too long on two of them. They're actually a little bit better in that area, and I think they're getting crucified for their running offense, but they don't have any speed. Frank Gore is a Hall of Famer, and he's one of my favorite players of all time. Frank's 37 years old, and he just doesn't have any juice to hit any creases. And then on a key down, you're calling a wheel route to a 37-year-old running back. Like, what are you doing?
Daniel Jeremiah here on the Rich Eisen Show. So the subject of our poll question, ask it of Daniel Jeremiah, will you please? Because it does involve some quarterbacks and some situations that might be a touch dire based on week four action. What do you have over there, Chris?
Yeah, DJ, who needs a win most this weekend? Cowboys.
Carson Wentz.
Eagles, Saints. Didn't even let me finish.
Yep, go for it, DJ. Expound on that, please.
Yeah, Carson needs a win, like literally and figuratively here. He's got to get some confidence back. I've never seen him miss some of the throws that he's missed over the last couple weeks, and bad misses. And that speaks to me of some mechanical flaws, which are fixable. But the bigger concern for me is that he's just not playing confident. And you saw him just take off kind of with some reckless abandon as a runner. I think that was kind of some frustration that he's just not locked in right now. But in a division that's not going anywhere, they still are alive there, but they need Carson to get his mojo back, get some confidence back. And I think they could get things turned around a little bit here, but he's got to get back to being the Carson Wentz we saw during that MVP year. And shoot, he just has to get back to being the guy we saw last year that led a team with a bunch of backups to the playoffs. He has not played well.
He's got the yips, doesn't he, DJ? He's got the yips.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
And that's, when you have the play to Miles Sanders down the sideline and you set that up and you have a double move and he's got 5 yards of separation and you put it 10 yards over his head, like that's not something I'm used to seeing from Carson Wentz. So he's got to knock that out of his system. And he just needs one good game and kind of refill that confidence tank. And I think they could get rolling, but it has not looked pretty.
And then I guess more close to your home to finish things up, you are, along with Matt Money Smith, part of the Los Angeles Chargers radio broadcast team here locally. Justin Herbert going to take a visit to TB12 this coming weekend. What did you make of the whole conversation about he's a backup for a reason and Justin Herbert in his first game against Kansas City and then losing to Carolina. What do you make of the quarterback situation there, Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's unusual just with what happened with Tyrod, you know, with the health situation. I've never seen that before. So
right.
That's it's a totally unique situation. But I would chalk up a little bit of the Anthony Lynn comments to some frustration immediately after that Chiefs game and a game you felt like you played better. You really kind of outplayed the Kansas City Chiefs for majority of that game, and you had a, you know, unfortunately a big mistake by Herbert in there, but surrounded by a bunch of other really good plays. And then I thought last week, again, he had the one, you know, kind of rookie mistake on the interception before the half, which was a 6-point swing, which was huge. But he made five or six just big time throws in that game. He started to use his legs more and do some things there. We know what a great athlete he is. To me, I look at it and see kind of what's the threshold you need to meet to stay on the field as a rookie quarterback, and I think he's met that. And in other words, he's not swimming. It's not too big for him. There's more good than bad. There's going to be growing pains, but I think Justin Herbert has showed himself very well, and I'm anxious to see you know, as he keeps piling up some of these starts, if he keeps getting them, I think you're going to see him only get better.
All right, where are you going to watch game three, the rubber match, sir? What are you going to do later today? What are you going to do there?
Yeah, I just think it's a stay in the same spot as yesterday, Rich.
Are you that guy? Are you that guy?
100%. Well, I don't know if I'm that guy because we only go to the postseason every 14 years, so I don't really have a tendency to the department.
That's a good one. All right.
Yeah, same shirt, eat the same lunch, like do everything the same.
Well, we know he's got a new shirt.
Yes.
We know he's got a new shirt.
Yeah.
Tatis bat flip.
Tatis, baby.
Congratulations.
I feel like this interview, Rich, was a lot of positive at the beginning, a little sprinkle of positive at the end,
yeah,
and a whole lot of just tough conversations in the middle.
Well, it was good. It's kind of like the anti-double stuff, because the double is, you know, a double stuff cookie's got the good stuff in the middle and the hard stuff on the ends. But
It was a reverse Oreo interview.
It's nice. The only thing I could think of. All right, you know, Yankees coming to Slam Diego, bringing their Grand Slam sticks out there. We're coming.
We better get some new windows in the Western Metal Supply building.
We're coming. All right, DJ, thanks again for the 2 cents. Appreciate it.
See you guys.
Bye. There you go. Daniel Jeremiah here on the Rich Eisen Show. You know, when Gio Urshela, I didn't want to bring it up because I want to be nice. Mm-hmm. When Gio Urshela hit the Grand Slam against the Indians to give the Yankees a fleeting lead in game two, it was apparently the third Grand Slam the Yankees have ever hit in the postseason to give them a lead.
Oh, Jim Weyritz.
Mm-mm. That wasn't a Grand Slam. It was a 3-run shot off the Wohlers. No. The last one was Tino Martinez in game one of the World Series against the San Diego Padres when Mark Langston had him caught looking.
Yeah.
That was strike three. Instead, it was called ball three. Next pitch, see ya. And then the Yankees didn't lose the rest of that World Series.
True.
I know. Tough
that
one to bring
nice
up.
That was nice of you not to bring up.
I just,
that
you know.
Was nice.
But I saw that at the bottom. Like, oh, the last one was Tino Martinez game one. I remember that one. That was strike three for Mark Langston right down the middle of the plate.
Right down the middle.
I know.
That Joe West behind the plate?
I don't remember.
Or Angel Hernandez?
No, it could have been Richie Garcia, you know, Jeffrey Mayer's best friend. And the other thing, too, just bring it up real quick, then we'll take a break, phone call, set up the rest of the show, all that good stuff. Nothing to me shows a sign of a coach that does not understand how to win. And I know I am saying something from my seat here in Los Angeles to New Jersey, but nothing makes me more upset when I hear stuff that it's my system and we're not going to change it. And Sam Darnold may be sitting here saying, I am very comfortable with your system. I like it just like Peyton Manning. I don't want movement. I don't want that because I'm going to decide what to do based on what I'm seeing. And I know what the defense is doing. And so keep it the way it is, Adam. We're cool. We're on the same page. But when your quarterback could potentially be serviced by helping him decipher a defense pre-snap with movement, with motion, move him around. Move your offense around. Because right now, you are continuing to bang your head against the same wall. I hear that, and it's just like, come on, man. Really? Really? And then you're 0-4, nothing's working right now, and the whole world wants you out. It's got to be tough for Adam Gase, and I feel for the guy. I do. Sam deserves better. We'll take a break. We'll hear from Adam Gase. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back for the NBCSN audience, a special video just for you on how to find us on Peacock.
This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full replays and see all of the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game every week. It's all the action, all the football you can handle, all in one place. And NFL Game Pass is the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best players with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. Learn from the best like Deshaun Watson, Stephon Gilmore, Devontae Adams, and many, many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Films archives. I'll tell you what, folks, you cannot do without NFL Game Pass and being a football fan. It makes it so much better. Go to NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops. Old Spice now has Below Deck, a new line of products for your, well, below deck area. New Below Deck Powder Spray helps you feel drier and cleaner down below. New Below Deck Anti-Chafe Stick helps prevent inner thigh chafing. Nobody wants that. Available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/Old Spice Below Deck. Okay, we're coming exclusive. No more sharing with NBCSN. We're coming exclusive to Peacock. Noon Eastern every day. So we say hello right now again to our Peacock friends and say, move over. Move over.
Come join us.
Come join. Well, I mean, they're already here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're promoting that we're staying where, you know, we're coming exclusively to where
we're
we are
on
right
Peacock
now.
Right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the video we're about to show, I believe a Mike Hoskins production, and TJ Jefferson, you wrote the script for this, right?
I do a dabble in a little bit of writing.
And I noticed when you sent me the script to read, I did a little ad-libbing, but you sent it to me like in the format of a screenplay. I mean, very impressive.
Again, Rich, this is not a jabroni setup on here, man.
Hey, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm not saying.
We're lead pipe wielding professionals, as you like.
All right. I just went higher register, which is still to come. Right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Hey there, everybody. Rich Eisen here on the set of The Rich Eisen Show with a friendly reminder that anybody who has been watching us on NBCSN, we thank you for that. But starting on Monday, October 5th, we are exclusively on our streaming home, Peacock, and PeacockTV.com. So here's what you need to do. If you're somebody who needs a little bit of a tutorial, we're here for you. We're going to walk you through the process. It's easy, it's quick, and the best part about it, it's free. So here's what you have to do. First things first, search www.peacocktv.com on your computer, or just download the app from the App Store on your smartphone, your tablet, your streaming device, your television, however you get your apps. You go find the Peacock app. Again, it's free. Once you get it, in the top right corner, click on the Sign In tab, and it's going to take you to the Sign In page. If you're new to Peacock, then click the Join for Free tab. You just then enter an email address and a password and click Create Account. Once you log in, on the top of the page, you'll find the Channels tab. Click on that and scroll down to the NBC Sports on Peacock channel, and that's how you'll find The Rich Eisen Show every day between 12 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And then when you want to find us when we're not on live, to watch us whenever you want on demand, you go to the top and you find the Sports tab, find The Rich Eisen Show page, then click on whichever show that you want to watch from our archives. There's also some clips and some highlights from every single day that sits on the Sports tab on the Peacock app every day. Just check us out. It's quick. It's easy. And that I mentioned, it's free. So there you have it. Quick tutorial. Once again, starting October 5th, anybody who's been watching us on NBCSN, you got to get the Peacock app. But the best part about it, again, it's free. And there's tons of other stuff other than The Rich Eisen Show. But most importantly, it's the home of The Rich Eisen Show on TV. All right, that deserves a round of applause. I'm very,
that
very
was
pleased with that.
Very well done.
Very, very pleased. Thank you, Hoskins. And thank you again for writing the script, TJ Jefferson, and putting it in. It made me feel like a star because the way you sent it, it was.
I use Final Draft.
That's what it's called, Final Draft. Yeah, that's how you write a screenplay.
That's how you write a screenplay, yes. Oh,
very good. Very good. Are you working on a screenplay that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, for like the last 21
years. Is that right? You're working on it?
Just like everybody else.
But you know everybody in this town actually make a movie, I imagine. Make it, sure. Get it happen. Or
no, I did write a book, though.
I did not know that.
You didn't? Look, it's right there.
What's the name of the book?
That's What She Said.
That's your book?
That's my book. You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
I mean, for as well.
Which I think is That's What She Said, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, we work together a lot, but we still don't know everything about each other yet. Yeah.
Is it available anywhere where books are sold?
Well, I don't know where that is nowadays because apparently no one reads books anymore.
But that's not true. That's not true.
Amazon, Random House.
Look at you.
Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I get a signed copy?
Of course. You know.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Rich will trade you for a signed copy of Total Access.
Because you said I'm such
By the
self-promoter.
Can I get a signed copy if If the divorced Mike Tiltufo was here, he would say, that's what she said. Can I get a signed copy of that? Okay. So then, do we have Adam Gase's response? Okay. He was asked about, hey, a lot of Jet fans want you out. We've met him many times, right? At the combine?
We ran into the combine. He was super nice.
I know, exactly. But, I know.
You know.
Taller than you think, too. Right?
He is in that category of like, hey, people whoa. You meet. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Sort of like Chris Mannix. He's like the Chris Mannix.
Daryl Morey.
Daryl Morey. Taller than you think.
Elon Musk. Taller than you think.
Very good. Okay. So then, here was Adam Gase after dropping 0-4.
Adam, what would you say to fans who don't want to see you be the coach of this team past tonight?
Oh, I know we're working to get this thing right. I mean, I'm not happy about this. I mean, I know we can play way better than this. I know we can not beat ourselves and do the things we're doing.
Nah, it's just like, how do you answer something like that? Wouldn't it just be great if the coach knows it's time? He's going to get the trunk call from the embassy in the UK. And just
does that come up as a block number?
I don't know.
Yeah,
you would hope so, right?
I don't know.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I would think it's got to be a block number. I mean, the U.S. embassy, right?
Yeah.
And you just say, you know what? Here's what I say to the Jets fans. Screw you. You know what I mean? Screw you. What do you think? I'm not trying over here. What do you think? What do you think? I hired Greg with 3G Williams, but he's bat guano crazy. What do you think? Is it my fault that defenders six times committed personal fouls last night? Is it my fault that Greg got him so riled up? Let's just take this kid from Boise State out. Let's take him out.
Send him back to Idaho.
Let me pound my chest. Ooh. Kill the head. All that nonsense. I'm going to get myself into trouble. I'm just being who I am, man.
Are you trying to get banned from MetLife? Is that the
goal? No, I don't want to. No. Please. Because, you know, obviously the Jets have not performed in the manner in which I would be happy, right? And I don't think Gary V's net worth is there just yet.
To buy the team?
I saw you.
Did you see my tweet him last night? Did he respond? I don't think that's...
I don't know if he did.
What did you say to Gary?
I said to him, like, how's your net worth doing? He's got to work on that term sheet, you know?
Nice. That's long been his dream to buy the Jets.
Right? So I don't think he responded. That's one of those Fight Club things that you can't. If you want to own a team in the NFL...
Oh, yeah. He did not respond.
No, I know. And I know I should know better. But again, I was probably on like glass six of Montepulciano.
I love the fact that you asked him what his net worth was.
How's it working?
You know what's the best part about it is you started it with bro.
Dude, again, I was.
That's how I knew.
By the way,
few.
They're not large like glasses. They're cups.
No, yeah.
All right. Little cups.
Guys.
I wet my beak
a
lot, you know.
I mean, I was hitting it last night. It's all good.
All right.
Why not? You're not driving anywhere.
I'm not. Definitely not. No. So I was just like, but put it all together, you know. The Johnson family and their ownership of the Jets, they can't even touch James Dolan. Don't put me in the Dolan black hole, okay? Don't.
No, I don't want you
please.
To go in the black hole.
You can't even. No way.
Someone said you should go halvesies on just reading the comments underneath your tweet here.
About halvesies with Gary Vee?
Yeah, about getting the Jets.
I'll go halvesies with Gary Vee on the Jets. Here's what I will do. I will say this. I will be part of Gary V's ownership group in the same way that on the day that Jordan scored 55 in the Garden, he and Bill Wennington combined for 57 points. That's the way.
That's great.
I would probably be able to contribute.
Why not?
In that same vein. By the way, I'm the Bill Wennington. He's the Jordan.
Got it.
You know, watching that, I was, as a Clippers fan, I was feeling you last night, Rich. I was like, is there a way that, like, the Clippers and the Jets can have some type of coalition that we can commiserate together?
Because, you know, TJ, I think you think you're being helpful here.
But I'm not.
No.
Okay.
No. Honestly, I adore you, and I've never once thought about having your mic cut off, but right now is that moment. I would just say I'm not in the mood.
That came from the
heart.
I'm not
in the mood.
Came from the heart.
And I appreciate that. Plus, I'm in a better mood for a handful of reasons. One, I'm about to talk to Brent Musburger, who's a delight. Two, I see phone lines are lit. We'll talk, take your calls. Brian Billick's going to join us, talk a little bit more football. And it's Bucky Dente, so we'll hit on that.
Bucky Bleepin' Dente.
I wasn't born yet, so if you're trying to try to troll me.
I am not trying to troll you.
I am not. Even a thought.
I'm trying to let my smile be my umbrella. That's what I'm attempting.
Welcome to the MIP.
Yeah.
The Michael Irvin Podcast.
You knew this was coming.
Guess who? Let me start this thing off.
Join me every week for the Michael Irvin Podcast. We'll give you the full MIP experience. I'm talking everything from football to fashion. I will be chopping it up with playmakers, headline makers, and I am throwing haymakers. I'm the MVP of the MIP. Don't miss it.
Download new episodes of the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast, every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.